The shield ship pilot hadn't been exaggerating. It was nearly 10 hours later when he finally signaled that they were on their own, made one final not quite impolite comment, and pulled off to the side, out of the way. There wasn't much to see, but then, Han decided, the dark side of an underdeveloped planet was seldom very scenic. A homing signal winked at him from one of the scopes, and he made a leisurely turn in the indicated direction. From behind him came the sound of a footstep.
"What's happening?"
Leia asked, yawning as she sat down in the co-pilot's seat.
"We're in Niklan's shadow,"
Han told her, nodding toward the starless mass directly ahead of them.
"I've got a lock on Lando's mining operation. Looks like we'll be there in 10 or 15 minutes.
"Okay."
Leia looked off to the side, at the running lights of the X-Wing pacing them.
"Have you talked with Luke lately?"
"Not for a couple of hours. He said he was going to try and get some sleep. I think R2's running the ship at the moment."
"Yes, he is,"
Leia nodded, with that slightly absent voice she always used when practicing her new Jedi skills.
"Luke's not sleeping very well, though. Something's bothering him."
"Something's been bothering him for the past couple of months,"
Han reminded her.
"He'll get over it."
"No, this is something different."
Leia shook her head.
"Something more, I don't know, more urgent somehow."
She turned back to face him.
"Winter thought that maybe he'd be willing to talk to you about it."
"Well, he hasn't yet," Han said. "Look, don't worry. When he's ready to talk, he'll talk."
"I suppose so."
She peered out of the cockpit at the edge of the planetary mass they were speeding toward.
"Incredible. Do you realize you can actually see part of the solar corona from here?"
"Yeah, well, don't ask me to take you out for a closer look,"
Han told her.
"Those shield ships aren't just for show, you know. The sunlight out there is strong enough to fry every sensor we have in a few seconds, and take the Falcon's hull off a couple of minutes later."
She shook her head wonderingly.
"First Bespin, now Niklan. Have you ever known Lando when he wasn't involved in some kind of crazy scheme?"
"Not very often,"
Han had to admit.
"Though at Bespin, at least, he had a known technology to work with. Cloud City had been running for years before he got hold of it. This,"
he nodded out the viewport,
"they had to think up pretty much from scratch."
Leia leaned forward.
"I think I see the city. That group of lights over there."
Han looked where she was pointing.
"Too small," he said. "More likely it's an outrider group of mole miners. Last I heard, he had just over 100 of the things digging stuff out of the surface."
"Those are, what, those asteroid ships we helped him get from Stonehill Industries?"
"No, he's using those in the outer system for tug work,"
Han corrected.
"These are little two-man jobs that look like cones with the points chopped off. They've got a set of plasma jet drills pointing down around the underside hatch. You just land where you want to drill, fire the jets for a minute or two to chop up the ground, then go on down through the hatch and pick up the pieces."
"Oh, right. I remember those now,"
Leia nodded.
"They were originally asteroid miners too, weren't they?"
"The style was. Lando found this particular batch being used in a smelting complex somewhere. Instead of just removing the plasma jets, the owners had hauled the things up whole and wedged them into place on the line."
"I wonder how Lando got a hold of them."
"We probably don't want to know."
The transmitter crackled.
"Unidentified ships. This is Nomad City Control,"
a crisp voice said.
"You've been cleared for landing on platforms 5 and 6. Follow the beacon in and watch out for the bumps."
"Got it,"
Han said. The Falcon was skimming the ground now, the altimeter reading them as just under 50 meters up. Ahead, a low ridge rose to meet them. Giving the controls a tap, Han nudged them over it.